Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Hello, and welcome to the Just Glow With It podcast, where the spiritual and physical glow up happens. My name is Jasmine, and I am a certified life coach, podcast host, and lifestyle and wellness enthusiast. As your go-to gal for all things glow, I help women to cultivate a high vibe mindset, create abundance, practice self-love, and manifest the reality of their dreams by sharing my wellness and lifestyle tips and secrets to living my best glow life. If you are a modern day spiritual woman, then this is the podcast for you. And if you're ready to embrace all the high vibes and glow like never before, then keep on listening. As always, remember to just glow with it. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to another episode here on Just Glow With It. It is your go-to glow girl for all things glowing up and living an intentional life of beauty and luxury. So just to quickly set the mood, the vibe, the scene for you really quickly. It is 9:14 a.m. I just got out of the shower. I'm feeling so refreshed and rejuvenated. I had a beautiful morning routine today. I've been implementing a lot of new things in my morning routine that have been leaving me feeling so just inspired on another level and so high vibe. I just have been loving and looking forward to doing my morning routine every single morning. So, high vibe tip for the week: if you are feeling uninspired or unmotivated to do your morning routine, try changing things up a bit. Try like adding things to it, doing different things that you wouldn't normally do. So I did not record a podcast episode last week, but I have a very good reason. A lot of changes have been taking place in my life, huge changes. I just honestly took last week to myself to process everything that's happening, go through the motions, because there was some good feelings, some not so good feelings, trying to understand why I was feeling the way that I was feeling. So that's why I didn't record an episode, because I just didn't feel in the right mind space to do so. But in this week's episode, I will actually be sharing these life updates with you. They are things that I have talked about working towards and that I've really wanted for so long, and it's finally happening. It's finally here. And I wanted to share that with you because this podcast is a therapeutic outlet for me. I love sharing my progress, my journey, the good, the bad, the lessons in between, and also the blessings. And I just hope that with sharing these little, well, not little, these huge life updates with you and accomplishments with you, it inspires you to continue moving forward on your journey. Throughout our journeys, there's a lot of ups and downs, there's a lot of forks in the road, there's a lot of things that can stop us from going forward. And these huge milestones that I'll be sharing with you today, I feel like I'm finally making it on the other side. And everything that I've been doing these last few years, everything that I've been working towards, I feel like I've just been climbing up a hill and trying to reach the top. And I feel like I'm finally at the top, and I'm just looking at my view and looking back at where I was and appreciating the journey that has led me here to being on top of this mountain. And before I start pushing forward again and start thinking, okay, what else am I going to accomplish next? What else am am I going to do? What's my next move? I kind of want to just sit on top of this mountain for a minute and just appreciate this view, catch my breath, honor my progress, my hard work for not giving up, and just sit here for a moment. I hope that kind of makes sense. It does in my mind. But I just really hope that this episode inspires you to keep going for your dreams, to not give up on yourself, and to know that you will have your moment when you're on top of that mountain soon enough. You just have to keep going. And in addition to sharing these huge life updates, I'm also going to be talking about some of the things that have come up for me. I found this week that I also felt negative emotions, which was surprising for me. And I think it would just be helpful to just share everything that comes with reaching huge milestones. And yes, although it's exciting, there's also other things that happen in the background, and I think it's just important to acknowledge all of it. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into this episode. All right, so I'm just trying to figure out how I want to go about this. I have two major life updates to share with you all, and I'm just thinking, should I just share the life updates and then go more in depth? Or should I just start with one, go in depth, and then share the other one? Okay, I think I'm just going to share both of these life updates and then go in depth afterwards, just so you guys know what they are and you're not like, oh my God, what is she going to say? This may not come as a surprise if you are a close family member or friend, but the first important life update that I have for you is that my boyfriend and I, we are moving out of California and we are moving to Phoenix, Arizona. Oh my God, that feels so weird to say out loud on this platform. I can't believe I just said that, but yes, moving out of California. We are both born and raised in California. We've never lived anywhere else other than California, and we are moving to Phoenix, Arizona come November time, which is absolutely insane. I just can't believe that we're actually doing it. And this whole process has been so insane in the best way possible. And I'm going to walk you through the beginning to the end. And at the end, there's this crazy ass manifestation, probably one of the craziest manifestations that I've ever experienced, ever, ever, ever in life. But before I get into all of that, the second life update that I have is I officially put in my 2 weeks at my day job, and I'm going full-time in my business, entrepreneur status, 100% self-employed, and I am so excited to finally be embarking on this journey. I've been working so hard for this moment to be just fully in my business, fully in alignment, and it's finally happening. I put my 2 weeks in on March 21st, and my last day is April 4th, so I have about a week or so, depending on when you're listening to this, left at my day job, and I've just been feeling all types of things, which again, I will get into. But those are the two huge life updates, moving to another state and going full-time in my business, becoming a full-time entrepreneur. So I want to start with life update number one, moving to Phoenix, Arizona. So if you listen to my Getting Unstuck and Manifesting a New Chapter in Life episode, which I believe is two episodes ago, I mentioned in that episode that my boyfriend and I had manifested something really big and we were entering a new chapter in our life, but I didn't share exactly what that thing was. But that what I was talking about was manifesting this move to Phoenix. And the reason why I didn't want to share it yet was because I was waiting for everything to fall into place. Excuse me. I was waiting for things to fall into place. And I also wanted to share this news with my family and with my friends before I just shared it out to the public. So back in February, my boyfriend and I, we took a trip out to Phoenix, and I low-key lied by saying it was for business-related reasons. I mean, technically it kind of was, but the whole purpose of us going out there was to visit the area, to check different, you know, areas out, to see if we could see ourselves living there. And while we were out there, we toured a bunch of places, So I want to explain this whole manifestation story and everything that has transpired from beginning to end, because this has been one of the seamless, craziest, and divine manifestations I've ever had. So I've mentioned this before that I have been feeling for a while now, for at least over a year, that where we live is not somewhere I see myself settling down. It's definitely not somewhere I would ever want to raise kids if I ever do decide to have kids. Like, I've been knowing that for a while now, but most recently in the last year or so is when I've been feeling like, okay, now it's kind of time to leave. And that feeling has just grown stronger and stronger as the months pass. And the thing was, although we knew we didn't want to stay here, we couldn't envision or really pinpoint where our next city or home would be at. Like, we tried to really think about it and we couldn't come up with like a specific city or place that we could see ourselves living. So what we did, and I believe we did this back in January, so I'm gonna kind of like walk you through the whole process. So last year and a half, I've been feeling like, okay, I want to move out of here, I'm ready to leave, like there's nothing left for me to do here. In January, or I think it was December, somewhere around that time, my boyfriend and I, we sat down together and we wrote a list of all the things we would love our new city to have. Again, we didn't focus on a specific place or city or anything like that. We just got specific on what we would love for our home to have, our city. So the things that we wrote down were good weather. We were obviously coming from California. We're so blessed with our weather. So good weather was important to us. We wanted to be around like-minded people. That was super important, to be around people with the same mindset as us, who with like entrepreneur mindsets and just wanting to work on themselves. And we wanted to be around people like that because that is how we are. And where there was a lot of opportunities to grow my business, his business, and just connect with people. A big thing we wanted is we wanted to have like a big city feel, like a mix between a big city and a suburban town, where it had like a nightlife, it had things to do, but it wasn't like, there were parts of the city where it wasn't as chaotic, and if you wanted like a calmer, chill vibe, you could find that as well. Those were the main things. So we wrote down this list, and still we didn't really have a place in mind. But a few days after we wrote down that list, I was on Instagram, and you may follow her, but I follow a blogger. Her name is Sakura, and I was on her stories just randomly, and she posted all the reasons why she loved living in Phoenix, Arizona. Literally every single thing that she listed was the exact same thing that we had written down in our list. And you can go on her Instagram now. I believe she still has a highlight under Phoenix, and it's like all the reasons why she loves living in Phoenix, Arizona. When I saw this, this was the first time where Phoenix, Arizona was on my radar. Phoenix, Arizona was never something I ever in my life ever thought about moving to or anything like that. Neither for my boyfriend. So when I saw this story, this was the first sign, I guess you could say, that was leading us towards Phoenix. And I shared the story with my boyfriend, and he agreed, like, that's a weird coincidence. My boyfriend's a little bit more skeptical when it comes to like signs and synchronicities, but he's like coming around a bit more. But he was like, wow, that's really, really weird that everything she talked about was everything that we said we wanted. And so the second sign that we got that was leading us to Phoenix is my boyfriend had a meeting with his counselor. So he's currently in school to get his degree in psychology, and he was talking with his counselor about transferring to schools. And mind you, the counselor had no idea that we were thinking of moving at all or anything like that. And my boyfriend asked his counselor, you know, what are some good schools for what I want to do? And the very first school that he listed was, I believe, Arizona State. He got off the call and he like told me what his counselor had said, and we both were like, that's another fucking sign. Like, what are the I'm sorry, for me, I'm someone that does not believe in coincidences. I believe everything happens for a reason and everything is a sign. So when he said this, I was like, this is not a coincidence. That was the second major sign that was leading us to Phoenix. And after these two situations, my boyfriend and I started seeing a bunch of signs regarding Phoenix, Arizona, or just Arizona in general. We started seeing Arizona license plates everywhere. We started seeing like things about Phoenix everywhere. I started hearing people talking about Phoenix more, and it was just like the universe was leading us towards Phoenix. And so finally, after a few weeks of this, I told my boyfriend, like, we should at least check out the area because neither of us have really been there, and just see what it's like, see if we could actually even see ourselves living there. Like, let's just see what it's about and then decide if that could be an option for us. So December, January, we made the list. We started getting all these signs weeks following, and then the last week of February is when we actually went out there and we explored the area. We stayed out there for a little under a week. We both felt the same way about the place. It had everything that we wanted. It was beautiful. We loved the vibe. People were so like nice. I don't even know how to explain how nice people were out there, but they were. And we just loved everything about Phoenix, Arizona. And so, and this is where shit gets really, really crazy and everything just moves so fast. Oh, but before I get into that, I forgot to mention the whole process. And this to me is like a sign that you are on the right path. If you ever are questioning, like if you're doing the right thing, if things are flowing so easily without issue and just so seamlessly, take that as a sign that you are on the right path. The reason that I say that is because when I was first initially like trying to book showings and apartment viewings for when we were out there, that whole process was so seamless and so easy. And if you are someone who is familiar with apartment hunting, house hunting, or if you work in like a property management type of environment, which I used to work in a property management company, then you know the process of finding a place is not always easy. If anything, it's always difficult, I feel. At least that has been my personal experience, except for this time. It was so easy for me to book viewings. I think I booked like 6 viewings in under an hour, and just the whole process was easy. Everyone that I spoke to on the phone was so nice, and it was just a different experience for me because in the past I have found that either I can't find the contact number, or I call and no one answers, or I leave a voicemail, or I email them and I don't hear back from anyone, and I have to like hound them to get a booking, you know? But like I said, this whole process was so easy to book everything, and everyone was super nice. So I took that as a sign that, okay, maybe this is leading somewhere. So we get out there. We view a bunch of places, and the very last place that we saw, which we almost didn't see because we were so tired, you know, from the whole trip, and we just had seen a bunch of places already, and I almost canceled this showing, but thankfully we didn't, because the last place we ended up seeing, we absolutely loved. Like, we walked in there and it was the same feeling as when we walked into our current apartment that we are in now. We both looked at each other and we just knew that this was our future home. So the gentleman who showed us around, his name is Andy. He was so nice, you guys. Like, he was the nicest. Like, he was just so nice, and I loved his energy and everything about him. And so he kind of gave us a tour, and the whole complex is a brand new complex, and it's still under construction actually, and it's like a luxury apartment complex. It's super bougie. It has an indoor and outdoor gym. It has a community garden. It has a yoga and Pilates room. It has a huge ass like pool area with cabanas. It has conference room and work areas, and it's just a really nice luxury bougie ass place. And even though it was under construction, it looked really, really nice. And he showed us some places that were like some units that were finished already. The aesthetic, okay, of this place is so beautiful. It's like a light neutral color tones. It has light cream wood floors. It has beautiful views. natural light throughout the entire apartment, which was something that was really important for me. I had a huge kitchen, a huge ass laundry room with in-unit washer and dryers. Like, the laundry room is probably as big, and I'm not even exaggerating, the laundry room is probably as big as our second bedroom in our current apartment. It's fucking huge. It has all of that amazing views, lots of storage, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. We visited this place on a Friday. We went back Saturday morning to kind of just make sure that it, you know, it had everything that we wanted and it had the views that we wanted, which our view is of the mountains, which is so fucking beautiful. We were just wanting to make sure, because this is a huge decision to move to a completely different state. We went back the next day to just make sure it had everything that we wanted, and we were completely sure that this is where we wanted to move. So we ended up applying for a one bedroom here on Saturday. The following Monday or Tuesday, when we got back to California, I got a call saying that we were approved for the one bedroom. A seamless, easy process. Like, everything was just flowing and it was so easy and there was no like headache at all. And I was just like in disbelief of how things were happening so quickly and so smoothly and so seamlessly. So we got approved for the place, and then this is when I like really knew that this was meant to be and we were meant to move here. So after we got approved and everything, that's when I started to feel the fear kicking in for me. That's when I started questioning if this was the right decision. What if it's a mistake? What if we hate it out here? And I just, you know, everything, all the fears and thoughts that come when you are going to make a huge life decision just started coming up for me. And I was really, really doubting if we should do this. This was when the universe was like, no, bitch, you are meant to move here. Stop being afraid and go for it. The next day, so the day after we got approved for this one bedroom apartment, I get a call from the place and they proceed to tell me that there was a mistake or a glitch when I was applying for the apartment. And I was like, oh shit. I knew that this was too good to be true. I knew that everything was just too easy for it to be this perfect, you know? So the guy proceeds to tell me that when I was applying for the one bedroom, in the system, it was actually a two bedroom that I was applying for, but to me, it was showing me a one bedroom. And he asked me if I would be interested in a two bedroom. And before we applied, my boyfriend and I discussed, do we want a one bedroom? Do we want a two bedroom? There's a bit of a price difference between the one and the two. And ultimately, we decided that we wanted the one bedroom. And when it comes to like working on my business, or like if I have client calls, I can just utilize the conference room and the work areas that they have in the facility. So we decided we wanted the one bedroom. So when he asked me this, I was like, you know, like we decided we wanted the one bedroom. And at this point I was thinking, oh no, like he's gonna say that there aren't any one bedrooms available for us with the view that we want and with everything that we want. Because that was really important to me, is I wanted to make sure that we had the view that we wanted, and I was afraid that he was going to say, okay, well, we have other one bedrooms, but it's not going to have the view that you want. But what he ended up telling me was, because it was a mistake on their part, and he told me that he had never seen anything like this happen before, he said that they would be more than willing to give us the two bedroom, the two bath apartment unit for the one bedroom price. And when he said this, my mouth dropped to the floor and I was like, is this really happening? And I swear, I think I asked him like three times. I was like, so what you're saying is we're gonna get the two bedroom with the two bath and it's gonna be the one bedroom price, right? Like, that's what you're saying? I'm just confirming that that is what you're saying. And he just started laughing and he was like, yes, like we've never seen this happen and it's totally not your fault. So we're more than happy and willing to do this for you. And the best part is the unit that we ended up getting, it still has the same view as the one bedroom that we thought we were going to get, and it's a corner unit, which means more privacy, And it's the exact layout that I fell in love with when we originally visited the place. They had different layouts, and the one that I really, really fell in love with was the two-bedroom, two-unit apartment. But I was still happy with the one-bedroom, but that was the one that I really wanted, and that's the unit that we ended up getting. And we got everything that we asked for at half the price. Literally insane. I couldn't have imagined something like this happening. And to me, it was just a sign from God, from the universe, that this is meant to be, this is the right next step. And I just felt like on a cloud. I still feel like on a cloud. Like, I can't believe that we manifested everything that we wanted in our new place, and it was something even better, which just goes to show, and it just proves to myself once again that you can have anything that you ask for, anything that you desire, as long as you set out the intentions, as long as your energy and your mindset is right, and as long as you take aligned action and you have zero resistance to receiving what it is that you want, it will come to you, and it can be even better than you expected if you allow it to happen. And this time around, I don't know why, I just felt so like, go with the flow, whatever happens, happens. I'm not really like hung up on anything. I just wanted to see what was out there. And we ended up coming back with a beautiful, luxury, brand new, bomb-ass apartment for half the price, which is so absolutely insane. And I wake up every single day just so thankful and grateful and blessed. My life is so blessed because I speak blessings over my life, and I can't believe that we're moving to Phoenix, Arizona. So that's the whole manifestation story with that move. We are set to move in November time. So friends and family that are listening, please take advantage of this time that you have left with me, because I will be leaving soon. Kidding, but not kidding. So yeah, that's the first major life update. And there's a lot of mixed emotions and feelings and thoughts regarding this huge life update, which I will get into in a bit. But before I get into like that part, I wanted to go a little bit more in depth with life update number two, which probably isn't much of a surprise to many of you if you listen to the podcast, because I've talked about wanting to become full-time in my business, and I've talked about how I feel like I'm almost there and I'm not quite ready yet. But I finally took the plunge last Sunday, sent in my two-week notice, and I made the decision to go full-time in my business. And what really made me finally decide, okay, it's time, was one, my intuition kept telling me, like, your time here is over, like, it's time to move on, it's time to take the next step. But what really, really pushed me to finally make this decision was me realizing how in the past, so for me, I have a hard time with change, especially when I feel comfortable. It's easy for me to make changes in my life if I feel miserable, if I'm unhappy, if I'm unsatisfied. Like, when it's negative emotions that I feel, it's so much more easier to make changes. However, when I feel kind of complacent, or if I feel not necessarily stagnant, but if I just feel comfortable where I am, that's when it can be a little bit more difficult for me to initiate change. However, what I've learned in my life is if you don't make the changes that are necessary, God and the universe will make the change for you. And 9 times out of 10, changes are not pleasant. When I think back to staying in relationships that I wasn't meant to be in, or staying in jobs that I was not meant to be in, when I refused to make those changes and let those things go, something always happened in my life that forced me to let it go. And it usually was something very uncomfortable, very unpleasant, and it forced me to make those changes. And I knew with this job, I didn't want that to happen, because I actually love this job. I love the people at this job, and it's a place that I want to continue coming to even after I stop working here. It's a wellness studio. So they have cycle, they have yoga, they have bar, and I love this place. And I knew that if I didn't make the change myself, then the universe was going to force me out of here, and it may potentially ruin my relationships with these people, and it may ruin my ability to come back here. So I didn't want to leave my job in bad terms, or I didn't want to get to a point where I felt super frustrated or overwhelmed and I just said, fuck it, I quit type of thing. Like, I wanted to make sure I did everything right. I wanted to make sure I did it from a good space and from a space of love. I made this decision before the universe made it for me. And my little tidbit for that is if you sense or intuitively feel like it's time to make a change, please make it before shit hits the fan for you and before you're forced to make a change, because that is just making life more difficult for you, and you will avoid so many difficult situations if you just take that initiative and listen to your intuition instead of waiting for something to happen and then you're forced to make a change. So listening to my intuition and knowing that I didn't want to experience a quote-unquote tower moment or like a difficult situation, those two things combined with the support of my partner and him just really encouraging me to make this move and believing in me so much, all those things combined really empowered me to making this decision. And I think all of these things, especially my partner, as much as I pride myself on being independent and, you know, creating your dream life and doing things your own way, I am also so grateful for my partner, because he has also helped me get to where I am by being supportive, by encouraging me, by believing in me even when I didn't believe in myself, and by pushing me to try new things. And I know that, I mean, I don't know where I would be if I didn't have his support throughout this whole journey. So I'm just so thankful for him. And I'm just enjoying my last few weeks here at my job. And I'm really taking these last 2 weeks really like slow and intentional before I go full in on my business, because I know that these are the last times that I will ever be in this position of working a day job and having my business on the side. And after April 4th, it's all on me to make something of myself, and all the responsibility is on me, because I'm taking the role of a CEO or entrepreneur or whatever you want to call it. So I'm just enjoying these last few moments and just appreciating how I got here and everything that has led up to this moment. Moving to a new state, going full-time in my business, becoming a full-time entrepreneur. And I just can't believe that. I mean, I can believe because I've worked so hard to get here, but at the same time, I just can't believe that it's finally happening and it's finally here, and it just feels like a dream. But I also know that I'm so deserving of this, because I fucking worked my ass off to get here, and I know that all the blessings that are pouring into my life, I deserve them. And I say that in the most humble way, with a heart full of gratitude. I deserve these blessings, and I'm no longer sabotaging myself from receiving everything that I deserve, because I do deserve it. And it's just so crazy to see how far I've come, because I know in the beginning of my journey, I didn't believe that I deserved good things. I didn't really believe that I was a person who could be happy or enjoy, you know, life's luxuries or really live out my dreams. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I was worthy. I didn't believe that I was deserving. And throughout this whole process, I've really worked on my self-love. I've worked on my self-worth, which, by the way, I just released a YouTube video on how to start your self-love journey, and I share my self-love journey tips and advice. I just put that out on YouTube, so if you want to check it out, if you haven't already, the link will be in the show notes. But it's just so crazy to see the evolution and the growth within my mindset and what I believe I deserve. And I know that I wouldn't be here today, I wouldn't have the things that I have, and I wouldn't be in the position that I'm about to be in if I didn't truly believe that I was deserving and I was worthy of it. Because at the end of the day, your self-love and your self-worth determines what you receive in your life, the quality of your life, your friendships, and what you call into your life. Because the thing is, you can desire to live a life of luxury, you can desire to live your dream life, be in your dream career, you can desire all of these things, but if you don't truly at a subconscious level believe that you deserve them or that you can have them, it's never going to come to you. It just isn't. You have to have that foundation in order to call in whatever you want to call into your life. So working on that along with just being consistent and not giving up on myself has really been the key to creating all of this in my life. And I know that, I mean, I've had a lot of huge milestones in my life, but I think this move and also taking this step in my career, it's a huge milestone for me, and I know this is just the beginning for me. Everything else prior to this has been preparation for this moment that I'm about to step into. Everything that happens from here on out is just going to be amazing. Not to say that there won't be challenges or hurdles or anything like that, because life is all about balance and duality, and where there's good, there's bad. So I don't expect to not encounter challenges, but I just know that it's all up from here. It's all elevation and growth. I'm just really proud of myself for the chapter that I'm about to step into and what I'm creating for myself, for my family, for my future. I'm really taking in this moment. So with these two huge life updates, there's also been mixed feelings and mixed emotions and thoughts that I think are important to note, because it's so easy to think, like, when you're going after your dreams or your goals, that it's just all positive energy and feelings. But the truth is, and something that I'm realizing for myself, is that there is good and bad with everything. And it's just all about perspective and how you choose to perceive a situation. So for my move to Phoenix, Arizona, while I'm so excited and ready and inspired to just be in a new surrounding with new people and a new environment, a new energy, and a new place, like, I'm so excited and happy and grateful and blessed and all of those emotions. But on the opposite side of that, I also feel fear. A part of me is scared, a part of me is sad, a part of me feels and knows that I'm letting go of an old life, and there's bittersweet feelings with that. And I think it's important to acknowledge both the good and the bad as you are elevating in life and as you are experiencing new things. Don't expect to just have positive emotions all the time. And I think it's important to sit with all your emotions, which is why I took all of last week off to sit with my emotions and make sure that I was making the right decision and that I was not self-sabotaging. Because I feel like a lot of times when, like, we're making a decision to move to a new state or a new city, for example, I think what can happen sometimes is we feel the excitement and the happiness that comes with that, but then we also feel the fear and the nervousness, and sometimes we let that fear and nervousness win, and we let that stop us from actually going through with our decisions. Like I said, when I got the call that we got approved for our place in Arizona, that is when I started thinking, oh my God, is this the right decision? Is this really what we want? What if we hate it? And had I not sat with my feelings and had I not really, really gotten in touch with my intuition, I probably would have backed out and been like, you know what? No, this is not what I want. But deep down, intuitively, I know that I need to step out of my comfort zone and this is the right next step. So that's why it's so important to really understand where your emotions are coming from. Is it your intuition telling you, no girl, like, that's not what you're meant to do? Or is it your ego just trying to keep you safe and comfortable? And you won't know where it's your emotions are coming from if you don't take the time to quiet and sit still with those thoughts and feelings. So once I did that, I you know, journaled through it. I really just sat with myself. I was able to understand the thoughts and fears that were coming up for me were my ego, and it wasn't my intuition. And once I could understand that, that is when I was able to stick with this decision of moving to another state. And then there's also feelings of, you know, missing my family and missing what's familiar to me and all of that, which, yes, that will be sad to not see my sisters every weekend and, you know, to not be around for every birthday and every event and things like that. But I know on a deeper level, what is of my highest good is to step out of my comfort zone and to go into a new environment. And I know that this is what my higher self needs for me to do. So if you ever find yourself in a situation like this where you're kind of stuck on what decision to make, or you're feeling uncertain or whatever, ask yourself, what does your higher self want or need from you? And what is of your highest good? And when I asked myself these questions, I knew for me, what was of my highest good was to get out of this environment that I'm in and to just step into something new. This place that I'm in has served its purpose. I've learned a lot. I've met great people, lifelong friends. I've experienced certain things that I needed to experience and learn. And I know that my time here is done and I need to move on. And that is what is of my highest good. So knowing that and sitting with my feelings is really what helped me to make that decision. And same with the decision to go full-time in my business. I needed to ask myself, like, what is of my highest good? And something else that really helped me solidify this decision was writing a pros and cons list for everything, for like all my options. So I wrote a pros and cons list for if I decide to stay at my job and if I quit. And ultimately, it was very evident what the right decision was for me. There was the logical decision, which was to stay at my day job. And then there was the right decision, which was to leave and go full-time in my business and to really step into this new version of myself. Doing these things and understanding where everything is coming from is what helped me really step into this new chapter and to make these decisions. As I've mentioned so many times on this podcast, that one of my biggest fears in life is to stay stagnant and to not reach my fullest potential and to not become the best version of myself. And when I think about that, it is what encourages me to make these scary choices, even though it's in the unknown and I don't know what may happen. But at the end of the day, I know that I rather make a decision and try it out, and if it doesn't work out the way that I thought it would, or if it's not what I thought, or if I don't like it, then at least I tried and at least I know that I tried, as opposed to not making a decision and just staying stuck and stagnant and wondering, what if I did try? What if it did turn out better than I thought and than I thought it would have? So for me, I'd rather just take that risk than to not take a risk at all. Honestly, when I think about taking these risks, like for moving to Phoenix, let's say we move and we absolutely hate it. It's not what we thought it was. We don't see ourselves living here past a year. The worst thing that will happen is that we stay here for a year and then we move somewhere else and we figure it out. That's it. Like, that's the worst thing that can happen, as opposed to not moving at all, not trying, not seeing what's out there and what could be, and just wondering what if and feeling stuck and stagnant, staying where I'm at. I think our fears are not as scary as we think they are. It's just more of the unknown that's really scary. But again, I'd rather take that risk than not take a risk at all. But yeah, that's all I really have to say for this episode. I hope these words inspired you to continue on your path and to make those decisions that you know you need to make and to not let fear win. It's not always as scary as we think it is. Sometimes it's a lot of times it's just in our mind. And may you intentionally create your dream life every single day. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. If you did, I would so appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, and tag me in it. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.